USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have about 2 days to gather enough House votes to pass the spending and debt ceiling bill the two agreed to over the weekend.
The agreement prevents the worst possible crisis, a default, for the first time in our nation's history.
The president pitched the deal at the White House, as did the House Speaker.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs.
McCarthy's Democratic counterpart, Hakeem Jeffries, tells CBS he's ready to sell his caucus.
President Biden has delivered a result that prevents us from our economy crashing and stops the extreme MAGA Republicans from triggering a job-killing recession.
So is Arkansas Republican French Hill, also on CBS.
I feel confident that we'll have those votes after people review the text, talk with their colleagues.
While the bill raises the debt limit for 2 years, it also strengthens work requirements for federal public assistance programs and rescinds unused COVID-19 funding. The House vote is scheduled for Wednesday. Around the world, Japan's Nikkei stock index rose by more than 1% on news of the deal. The UK's FTSE is up by about 0.75%. The U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day. The insurance company State Farm says it will no longer insure new homes and businesses in California. The reason? The record number of wildfires over the past 6 years and the risk of a lot more. Current customers of State Farm will get to keep their policies. Remember 2004, where the Boston Red Sox lost the first 3 games of the American League Championship Series, then won the next 4 on their way to the World Series? The NBA's Boston Celtics can repeat that history tonight. Down 0-3 to Miami, the Celtics have won the last 3. Game 7 is tonight in Boston. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
It's been swan songs for a few of the best TV series in recent years. Last night saw the final episodes of Succession and Barry on HBO, or rather on Max. The parent company decided to ditch the nearly 50-year-old brand HBO in favor of just Max. Also ending its run last Friday, the huge Amazon comedy The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And this Wednesday, the series finale of Ted Lasso drops on Apple Plus. Now all that leads to this question. Just how bad is it that we binge-watch these and other shows? Well, maybe not so bad.
Researchers from the University of California, San Diego, have a new study that says binge-watching shows is actually a lesson in self-control. The study found binge-watching, which is 3 shows or more, is a planned-out in-advanced activity, and it's not about failure of control. And binge-watching doesn't translate to binge-eating, although Yahoo says popcorn is the staple for binge-watching. And if you want people to stop binge-watching shows, the study says add commercials. I'm Bree Tennis.
Lots of us got our binge on during the pandemic at the expense of movie theaters, but they continue to come back. Disney's live-action version of The Little Mermaid took in more than $95 million in its debut weekend to top the box office list. Coming in second, Fast X at $23 million. The rest of the top 5, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the Super Mario Brothers movie, and The Machine. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.